If you're like me, then there are days when you wake up and you can't imagine how you will make it through this day. If you're like me, then there are those times in life when you wake up and things don't look like you want things to look. When you don't want to, and they won't do what you want them to, how do you cope? When it's not working and they're not working out, where do you turn? What do you do when you would just rather not? When it's gotten way too hard and you are way beyond I want to give up, you take a stand, and then you just keep on standing. Recently, I watched the movie Gandhi again. Gandhi was not a ruler of nations. There was nothing about him that would make him stand out. He was, to begin with, just an ordinary man. Yet Gandhi united an entire country and led its people to freedom. Freedom from oppression. Freedom from complacency. Freedom from resignation. How do you begin to take on such a thing? Where do you go in the moment that you discover that you are the one that they expect to deliver and the one that they expect to come through? What do you do when you're about to make it to the end, when it's all about to come together and then all hell begins to break loose? How do you? Where do you? What do you do? Recently, I read an article about a woman named Alice Coles. Alice is not a ruler of nations. There's nothing about her that would make her stand out. She is, to begin with, just an ordinary woman. Yet Alice Coles united a community, and she's leading its people to freedom. Freedom from poverty. Freedom from squalor. Freedom from hopelessness. How do you begin to take on such a thing? Where do you go in the moment that you discover that you are the one that they expect to deliver and the one that they expect to come through? What do you do when you're just about to make it to the end, when it's all about to come together, and all hell begins to break loose? What do you do? Alice Coles has lived in Bayview, Virginia, home to about 100 African Americans for most of her life. Bayview, until recently, was a small, forgotten, and failing farm community. In Bayview, people lived in shacks with no running water, no toilets, no heat, and substandard electrical wiring. In Bayview, children died from the fires caused by the faulty electrical wiring. In Bayview, people were very poor, isolated, and forgotten. Only not anymore. Not since the state of Virginia decided that they were going to build a prison right in the middle of this forgotten community, because that's when Alice Coles said, no, this is it. I'm not going to take this one. It was the beginning of something big. A 45-year-old single mother of two with only a high school education and a $5,000 a year job as a crab picker said, no, this is it. I'm not going to take this one. And history in Bayview has been rewritten. There's no prison that will be built in Bayview now. Alice Coles raised $4 million that has been used and is being used to build new homes, laundromats, and community centers. The people in Bayview are experiencing things for the first time that you and I get to take for granted. They have running water now. They have heat now. They have hope. How do you begin to take on such a thing? How do you? Where do you? What do? You take a stand, and then you just keep on standing. Alice Coles was no Gandhi. On that morning when she woke up and said, no, this is it, I'm not going to take this one, she was no Gandhi. But Gandhi was no Gandhi either when they threw him off that train. When they threw him off that train, when they threw him in the dirt, Gandhi was not Gandhi then. When they threw him in the dirt and threw his belongings out after him, he was not Gandhi, but he said, no, this is it, I'm not going to take this one. Gandhi became Gandhi, and Alice Coles became Alice Coles the moment that they took a stand for something and refused to back down. In that moment, when they refused to back down, in that moment that they chose to stand, in that moment, they became extraordinary. And you? Today you're about to begin. Today, you're caught in the middle. Today, you're at the end of your rope. But today, this day is different. You'll take a stand, and you won't back down, and you will powerfully not take no for an answer. You will take a stand for how you said that it could be. When you don't want to, and they won't do what you want them to, stand. when it's not working out and they're not working out, stand. Just stand for the way you said it could be. When you would just rather not because it's gotten way too hard and you're way beyond I want to give up, stand and keep standing and watch it all come together. Ordinary people making extraordinary commitments and resolving to see it all through. Alice Cole said that people who make a difference and stand for something are like big doors, and she said that sometimes big doors are hung on small hinges. You are, to begin with, just an ordinary man. You are just an ordinary woman. But one man, one stand, one woman, one big voice. People who alter the course of history for millions, for 100. Today is your beginning of something big. So wake up, sit up, and then get up and stand. And even though you may not have felt it when you woke up this morning, today you are the difference. Your stand is about to turn your world around. And today, that makes you extraordinary.